Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't think what's for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
I mean, you're doing a great job.
I'm off. I'm out.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's just get to L.A., can we? Let's just get to L.A. and see what we really got brewing here.
Oh, you want to talk sports early? I want to talk about why the show is starting at 10:03. We start at 10. I normally don't do this. Why are we starting at 10:03?
Well, they have to build in breaks between shows.
All right. I'll try to fix it after the show, Evan. Whoa. 10 o'clock, dang.
Well, you guys did spend a lot of time in there with the people who precede you.
All right, I'm part of it. Good morning, bro.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not too much.
Well. Yeah.
My man's fed. You had your sandwich.
Yep. I don't know how I want to start this show.
Well, we already are. We're off to a good start, baby.
Anyway. Evan.
Uh-oh. Oh, this has something to do with me.
Yes, it does.
All right, we just go ahead and just get it out the way.
All right.
Because I'm embarrassed. I truly am.
Okay, so.
But it comes from a good place.
You are the best. So yesterday, Evan, myself, and Guru were talking about playing a dumb old game where we'd go through every professional manager or coach of a football or basketball team and see how many coaches out of the entire league we could name. So I have to do at some point in our show football, yes. NFL. There's 32 teams. So how many head coaches in the NFL could I name? And we kind of made a pact. We're not going to go home and research, and I didn't. And we've set the over-unders, and I'm actually, Evan, thinking, tell you what, I could be setting myself up for some humiliation, because if I only know eight NFL head coaches, people are going to come down my road. But you know what? That's the game. That's the game we're playing. Evan looks to his left, and in bold green marker, he sees Guru with a list that says Kotze, Oakland A's.
Hey, no, I was practicing the ones that I already knew, and it came off as cheating because I wasn't looking at a list.
Unbelievable.
But I was excited, and, you know, I'd like to win. But I was not looking
at it. How many names did you have down?
I got it right here. I got one. I knew seven. And he could hear the marker because I got a felt pen because I lost my pen. So I had seven that I knew off the top, and it was still going.
What are you doing?
The way Evan looked up and was disappointed, like, you're cheating.
I left the room.
Yeah, you did.
I had to just leave the room.
I apologize, man. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You know I don't like that phrase.
But I was not cheating. I was,
yes,
it was
were.
My
you
rough
making,
draft.
You were making a list of baseball managers.
No, I'm so excited about the bit that I was just getting a head start on who I knew. I know. I
can't. Now
run.
We can't do the over under for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
All
right. Union City's finest.
Let's go to. Hey, this is what I mean. Can we get to L.A., please?
Oh, I'm
we
with
get
you.
Out of this double A.
Yeah, no doubt. Single A.
Stop playing double A yeah. teams.
Single
Giants.
A, Stoney. But they're taking care of business.
Yeah, they win again. 10-7, seventh in a row for the Giants. Adamas starting to hit. Yaz comes through.
Smith starting to hit and looking like Chapman with the glove, even though we know he has a good glove. So that was the thing. So I'm interrupting you. But what did we say coming in? At least I did on my notepad. You want to get out of here feeling good. Adamas, he's doing his thing. Stoney put you up 2-0 with his home run. And then Schmitz used the bat as well as the glove. So just from that standpoint, those are the two guys that needed a. And then Yaz, well, you know, almost hitting a granny.
The little piece of bad news, Patrick Bailey's gone on the injured list, that neck issue. So he's going to be out at least a week.
Man.
And in addition to Matt Chapman, so they got two of their best defenders out, but it hasn't stopped them in Colorado. But they have, and I'm not taking anything away. I'm not going to take anything away from the Giants. But I'm also...
I lied.
I've got to wait to see what happens in L.A. I mean, these two teams that they've played in the last 6 days...
They don't make the schedule, though, partner. Could you imagine had they lost these games?
Can I offer a word of caution?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, this happened to the Warriors after they got Jimmy Butler, and they beat average team.
Yeah, Chicago.
And I remember Joe Shazza. They're going to win a title.
And he wanted that audio deleted later.
Sure he did. That and a bunch of other audio. So kudos to the Giants. But, I mean, Colorado stinks.
There's a show called How to Get Away with Murder. The Rockies should do one, How to Blow a Game, Stoney. Good God! Two nights in a row, ineptitude at its finest.
Yeah. Last but not least.
I gave you my wallet already.
Another bet lost by Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Please. What happened, Thunder?
You are.
I'm telling you, the coach is at fault if they lose. You tinkered your starting lineup, winning damn near 70 games. And now the bench is all, they don't even know who they are. And that's where they're losing.
In case you don't know.
Yeah, I'm mad.
The Pacers won game one in Oklahoma City. Then the Thunder righted the series, made it 1-1. And Guru came in after game two.
Hot!
And said, oh, Pacers aren't winning another game. And I said, Goo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he explained what he was doing. I wasn't listening. I don't know how he explained it. But,
I got you.
You know, my answer to a lot, and it's too much, is you want to bet. And we bet. And sure enough, game three, the Pacers.
Not even four quarters left. Good
sure
God.
Enough, game three, Pacers up 2-1, and I have one less beverage to buy tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the cafeteria.
Evan and I talked as you stormed out of the room disappointed in your boy. Again, Evan, you can attest to this. There was no list or computer up with the names of managers, so I was having fun with myself, and it came off as cheating. I get it. I own it.
Come on.
But Evan even said, Goo, it kind of technically wasn't. You were doing it off the top of your brain.
And it wasn't as egregious as the last time we played a game. However,
the last time
I was disappointed.
Wow.
I was too, Evan.
Well, you're disappointed every day.
Yeah.
No, but this is... I mean, this is...
There was no list. It was just... I was testing myself.
We'll do it in the 1 o'clock hour.
All right.
Because we got big, we got guests today, Steiny.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for thank you for reminding me. Matt Barrows, Matt, of The Athletic, covers the San Francisco 49ers. They finished minicamp yesterday. A lot of stuff coming out of there. We'll get to that with Matt at noon. And then Natalie Nicasi.
Yeah.
You asked for it. We deliver.
My favorite
the head coach of the Golden State Valkyries. They're 4-5 right now. Their next game is over the weekend against the Seattle Storm. So we've got Natalie Nicasi joining us around 1:30. Might be a little after. I'm sorry, 12:30. 12:30 might be a little bit after that.
How familiar are you with her background? Because that's what I want to get to too. Because I love her style and I'm a teller. But are you familiar with her bio per se?
Well, I know she's she has a close relationship with Doc Rivers.
Oh, that I did. Oh,
Doc
wow,
Rivers.
Scotty. Okay,
championship.
Oh, that's
coach.
Why he was at the get one of the games not too
probably.
Long ago.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. That's a good call.
Yeah.
And then, last but not least, Matt Barrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said Matt Barrows at 12.
Niners.
Oh. Matt Barrows at 12, Natalie Nicasi at 12:30. And lastly, Goo, let me just update you. The Knicks have been denied permission to talk to two more coaches, Quinn Snyder and Billy Donovan. So now there's five teams that have said, you can't talk to our coaches. And again, there's no way they haven't called the Warriors about Steve Kerr. If they're down to Billy Donovan and
that will get out if they do, though.
And
we'll
Quinn
find
Snyder.
Out.
Oh, it's coming out. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Dodgers, they come, the Giants go, of course, down to L.A.
Big series.
For a series against the Dodgers. They'll finish it up today in Colorado. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good.
You've seen him a lot in his career, Yastrzemski has. 2-2. He drives that one. Deep right center field. And it's off the wall. Ramos is in. Smith right behind him. Over to third. Schmidt. Giants. Giants have tied the game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dave Fleming on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. Giants win again. Laffer.
Dave's incredible, Steiny.
10-7.
Yeah.
Dave's the best. Great call on the safety squeeze last night, too. I'm sure we'll play that at some point.
No, man.
By the way, you guys lost the bet on Adamas, too.
No, I just took a victory lap yesterday.
No. You know what the bet was? Is he going to hit a homer at Coors Field? He's hit two. Okay, so if you said he was going to hit a homer, you're wrong. He's hit two.
That's...
Evan, help. I'll let you take over this one, Evan. Get your uncle.
No faith.
What's going on?
It's your uncle.
My bad. It's not right by you. Oh, you
know,
boy.
Speaking of uncle, you know, we got a woman that works here.
Careful.
No.
It's a young woman.
Okay.
And, you know, I was thinking about, is this an HR offense if she calls me grandpa? I could probably take her to HR and get her reprimanded, right?
But you don't like that. Yeah, you can.
Well, do you?
No, it's like when I'm on the court and they're like, oh, gee. I'm like, I just finished at the rack. What do you mean?
I walk by and she goes, hi, Grandpa.
Who is our HR department?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I don't
question.
Like that.
I chuckle.
Is that the shirt and collar?
It is funny.
It's
the gray hair and the truth about my
age. You don't got
age.
A lot of gray.
Well, thank you, Goo, but.
But you want to lose the substitute teacher look. Like, you've been rocking that.
Yeah, I like
Summer's
it.
Coming.
No, I like it.
Sun's out, guns out.
Oh, yeah, the sun's out?
I got some guns.
We outside yesterday?
No.
It was about 49 degrees.
It's on its way.
Uh-huh. It's not here yet.
What if I told you, you ruined me in regard to watching the Giants versus the lowly Rockies? I knew Yaz was going to hit do something. Let's just say, I knew the Rockies this night were going to blow it. And Yaz crushed that ball, Steph. So kudos to Steiny for saying, losers just lose. And that's what the Rockies are. And Shasky left out of here this morning and asked us, would you rather be a Rocky fan or an Atlanta Hawk fan? And I thought
rather be a Hawks fan.
Oh, my gosh. They're like the Celtics compared to the Rockies. But, boy, finish them off today.
Yep. And then, of course, the Dodgers.
Sunday Night Baseball, too.
Are next. And
Father's
tomorrow
Day.
Night. Woo, Yamamoto against Webb.
Yeah.
And Kershaw's pitching Saturday for the Dodgers. It's going to be a fun series.
Ask me my first thought when you mentioned Webb and the Dodgers.
What's your first thought when I mentioned Webb and the Dodgers?
Tell me if you remember a couple years ago, Kapler and Webb, I guess, were at Dodger Stadium, and they took a walk, and they're having a conversation. Nobody knows what it was about. It was kind of at the end of the year, and it didn't bode well. And I was like, oh, look at Kapler trying to. But he had a Pasoy problem.
He
got a Pasoy problem so that in the clubhouse.
Okay, so that was that shortly before Kapler got fired?
Yeah,
he got fired, I think, with four games left in the season.
Doubt. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
And now they might be tied for first if they can handle business today.
Let me ask you this, Goo, and, you know, I'm sorry. Forget Colorado.
Okay.
All right.
It's hard.
Now we're going into L.A., what if you win one out of three?
Then I would get.
Listen, how you feeling?
Okay, it's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steiny, the movie is just starting, but you're going to be without Chapman. And right now, Casey Schmidt, hey, he's doing it all. Adamas is hot. I guess I'm saying to you, I wouldn't be deflated, but the bottom line is you look at the totality of what this team has been doing over 10, 15, 20 games. You could cook the books, but the bottom line for the Giants is everything is roses. So if somehow you slip up and lose two out of three to the Dodgers, Steiny, I mean, I wouldn't come in here Monday morning like it's over. Hell no. You are going to be a problem. You are a problem right now for the National League. So you move on, and you just hope the two players that I'm about to mention continue to make strides. And that's Casey Schmidt with the bat, because he's always had the glove, and Adamas. You telling me, Steiny, we talked about this a couple days ago before game one of this series, he needs to get fat and go to the baseball bakery? Well, he's eating donuts. Had a croissant last night, another jack, two in a row. So I want to see those two guys individually kind of stay hot at the plate. And if you happen to lose two or three, you've gotten past what's going on with Adamas. And Casey gets out of batting under 200.
Well, Yeah, I mean, naturally, even if you get swept, the season's not over. But I come in and the boss is talking about the Dodgers series and he goes, would you take one out of two? And I'm like, well, you'd take whatever you get.
But one out of three.
I think if, one out of three. But I said to him, I think if you're a Giants fan right now, you got to go in there wanting to get two out of three. Why not? Right?
Well, when are you going to feel, and maybe you don't, I'm being proactive, the brunt of no Chapman and no Bailey? Like,
well, they're not going to feel it in Colorado. Okay, they didn't feel it in Colorado.
I'll give you that.
So
you figure against better teams, though, you will, Stani.
Yeah.
You would think. You worried about Doval, or it's just Colorado?
Wait,
I mean, he got it done. That was torture.
I thought, yesterday he was one of four giant pitcher all-stars. What do you mean? Am I worried about Doval? I thought he's one of the greatest of all time. Yesterday you were talking about him as though he's an all-star shoe-in.
Sometimes I love my lexicon, Stani, because you can go to the doctors for a checkup. That doesn't mean it's surgery. That doesn't mean that I'm telling you he's no longer an all-star. I'm just saying, you got some Geico and you made it kind of, you cut it close. Shout out to the R&B group.
They won by three.
Ago.
He didn't even get a save. He didn't even register a save.
But you know what I mean. He's been so dominant, Stani. You're like, oh, okay.
Bob Melvin talking about the win last night. And obviously, Yaz's big hit. Here's Bob Melvin.
Yaz hasn't had his best work here in the last month. But in big situations, that's what he's all about. Did it again last night. Did it again today. So, yeah, I think, you know, throughout the whole inning, there was a really good feeling once we got the bases loaded. You know, Dom's hit falls, and, you know, we just feel like here we come again.
Yeah. Doink, 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 and the bases are loaded.
And who started that eighth inning?
Who started
your man, the man of the hour, Adames with the single.
Three hits last night. Again.
And a seven-game winning streak against the lowly Rockies.
And Braves.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, just individually, they've beaten Colorado five straight times.
Yeah, and they handled the Braves 10 games under 500, and then they've won the first two against the Rockies. I mean, who are the worst team in baseball? That's why I'm just...
In sports,
Let me see
I gotcha.
What happens in L.A.
Yep.
Because it gets to the point where I'm... Adames, okay. I'm not, but we can't say he's out of it with two games in Colorado.
But I got you, Stani, but
so I got to see it all.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got to see it all.
But imagine how and what we'd be talking about if, let's just say, he was 0 for 12.
Well, I'm going to be
two games. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm going to be honest with you.
He needed this.
The way they've won these two games hasn't been encouraging.
I got you.
I mean, it's been great. It's been exciting. And they've taken a couple games where it looked like they were in trouble and they've won them. But again, and I know it's the easiest thing to say, you can only play the teams on the schedule. But I'm telling you, the team they're playing right now,
I hear you.
I wouldn't make too many assumptions about how good the Giants are because of the way they've played the last two or three games.
Yeah, but the bigger picture, Stani, is how they've been playing on the season. And nobody can argue that has been successful. And I'm with you. Why I get excited for Giant fans and the team is the fact that just imagine had they dropped those two games, which could have happened, but they didn't. And the fashion that they snatched victory when it looked like they might lose down three in the eighth, that's what's fun about this. And again, you don't want to live on the edge, and you shouldn't think you can survive living on the edge moving forward. But the Dodgers, to me, and I know they got pitching issues, but the bottom line is they're in first place. And how sweet it would feel if somehow you could take two or three, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself, Stani, or even sweep their ass.
Yeah, they got one more left in Colorado today. Then they head to L.A. For three against the Dodgers. And when we reconvene Monday, then we'll have a real good sense of how realistic – these last two series were.
Austin in San Jose says, Stani, Guru, settle down. Adames is now batting .207. All right.
Raised his average 14 points in the last two games. Adames looks like he's coming around a little bit. Let's see if he can continue to do it in L.A. Here's Bob Melvin on Willie Adames.
Just quality at bats, and they just keep going, you know. And for a guy like him that's been down to this point in time of the season, you feel like once he gets going, and he can tend to be streaky too, that he's just going to put up, you know, quality at bat after quality at bat. It's a couple days off. He's here in Colorado where the ball flies a little bit. He hits the ball in the air. I think just a lot of good conditions for him to get going.
A lot of good conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Willard and Dibbs talking yesterday. They had a good discussion on the home run that Adames hit on Tuesday. And Willard said, yeah, I wonder how many parks that would have gone out of. And Dibley said, well, according to StatCast, it would have gone out in every ballpark in the majors. Problem is that's based just on dimensions. It's not based on altitude. So,
but why are we – and those are my guys, and I love the discussion. I missed it. But that sounds like we're nitpicking.
Why does this bother you?
Like, it went over the fence.
In Colorado. What?
But what's the goal of that discussion to say normally it was a homer? Okay. I don't like it. Where are we going if Dibs would have said, well, that was the only ballpark and would have went out wide? I just feel like we're diminishing the homer.
Well, no, he's diminished it. He's got 7 homers this year. 4 are against the Rockies.
Oh, you
Willie
guys,
Adames.
Yeah.
7
Willie
homers,
a.
4 against the Rockies. That's kind of what I mean. And again, they're taking care of business. They've handled the Rockies. They swept the Braves.
But they're playing close games galore. I got you.
Let's not go Pulp Fiction. If you know what I mean.
Then I got a personal question for you.
Oh, give it to me.
It's Sunday, we got the finals. There will be an NBA finals game in the Giants.
Okay.
And it's Father's Day.
Yeah.
I'm being real. Do you ask for a gift for Father's Day, or you just let them get you what you want?
No, I don't.
I asked.
I don't ask for a gift.
I did this time.
What, something specific?
Yeah, some hoop shoes.
You know what my dad asked for on Father's Day?
I know it's... Is he like my dad? Does he say
silence?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
my dad was kind of a tool like that too.
Is that real? So, leave me alone.
Well, my dad was like, "Dad, what do you want for Father's Day? Respect, son. Respect." Well, you ain't getting that, but I got a tie for you.
Hold on, Evan just got in my ear and said the finals game is on Monday.
Well, the next game is tomorrow.
Yeah, why is there not one Sunday? What happened to Sunday? That's when the final games are. You know what?
Just send me.
If they're taking applications in Pluto or any other planet, I'm ready to leave here. And I did something on Facebook last night, political. I started a firestorm, and I just want to apologize to everybody. But Stanley, I need some help.
Yeah, you do.
I need to speak to somebody. Why is the game not Sunday?
There are a lot of planets closer than Pluto, Goo.
Pluto's not even a planet anymore.
The furthest away, Evan.
It's not a planet anymore. They took it out of the rotation. Pluto is no longer in our solar system. Get in the game. That's why we have scientists calling in saying, you guys aren't scientists.
I don't believe you're... When did that happen?
Pluto,
how can that happen?
Pluto's like the Rockies. They've been downgraded.
Wow.
It's like Hardenstein. He got benched.
Dude, send me to... Father's Day just got ruined.
Why?
Because now I had on my docket, I was going to watch baseball and the finals.
Well,
we'll do it on Monday.
You have the U.S. Open on Sunday.
That was Evan.
I got to believe... Oh, it's a Sunday night game, the Giants?
Yes.
And the Dodgers?
Yes.
Okay. What's your problem?
I wanted all of it.
I want it all.
You don't golf on Father's Day, do you?
My name is Guru, and I need everything. I want everything to
be Austin and San Jose, stay out of politics. It's dangerous.
Well, you technically didn't. You weren't in politics.
But
you just said WTF is going on in our country.
And then people start fighting. Dude. I can't wait for the
Evan spent about 4 minutes looking at the comments. He was very amused.
Right.
Well, Goose said he set off a firestorm, and he wasn't lying.
That wasn't my intent. I'm part of the problem. I can't wait for the cafeteria tomorrow.
Chris,
that's sad.
Blood.
I'm thinking about it today.
This is from the 202, like an NBA player struggling to hit a shot, a free throw helps them see it go in, like Willie in Colorado. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, and you know what else happens? You know what else
I
helps?
I like that.
When a pro team schedules a Division III game. That helps, too. That'll help your confidence.
The Rockies swept the Marlins.
You know, it helps the Warriors' confidence when they play the Charlotte Hornets, too.
Yeah, you're missing the boat.
No, I'm not.
This. What
I'm
if they would have lost these two games?
They didn't.
We would need a fire extinguisher for phone lines everything on these microphones. So
they didn't.
They're a Major League Baseball team.
They didn't. And that's the other thing. Like, okay, here's what happened. Okay, you beat the Braves. Three in a row. They give you two of them. Okay, that's fine. We got a little magic going. Okay, then Colorado. They do, you know, Colorado, the Rockies do a Colorado special. They blow two games. And it's like, okay, fair enough. The Giants are winning some close games. They beaten the Braves and the Rockies. And it's like, okay, now I'm kind of sick of it because, okay, they can beat these teams. That's great. And I'll give them all the praise in the world. And they're 12 games over 500.
Season high. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hold off on all the accolades until I see what happens over the weekend.
But you're not seeing what you're saying you're not going to do. Because I know you, if you see people doing, as we'll say for this sake of the conversation, a little too much, you're like, hold on. But, Stoney, nobody's running away or saying anything outlandish.
Well, you know, little things like the Giants, and it's true, the Giants could be in first place by the end of the weekend.
Well, that's the math.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
not outlandish at all.
No, but is it? Okay, so they're in first place on June 16th. Like,
it's better than last place.
Well, they're never going to be in last place because the Rockies are in their division.
Boy, the Rockies got you feeling some type of way.
They stink, Guru.
Dude,
it's like, you know, you just watch the Warriors beat Charlotte, and then they beat Utah, and then they beat...
They count, though.
Who else stinks in
Wizards.
The NBA? Wizards, and, you know, Curry hits a buzzer beater against the Wizards, and Butler has 15 in the fourth quarter against Charlotte, and, oh, boy, the Warriors, they're going all the way now. It's like they played three terrible teams. Let's give them their credit.
This is why it'll be sweet, this series against the
Like,
Dodgers.
This is what I mean. This is where I want you to this is where I want to see your growth. Okay? Now, you watched the...
You got nerve.
You watched Oklahoma City win one game against the Pacers and then say the Pacers aren't going to win any more games. Along that same vein, I can't listen to you today say, Steiny, they could win the World Series. Yeah, they could, but it's not time for that.
And I agree.
Thank you.
But as a fan, short for fanatic, the mechanism is, hey, if that's how you want to, you know, feel good and get goosebumps and that improves your drive or your commute or whatever you're doing in your life, if that makes you, that's the beauty of sports is imaginations, Donnie. Try it. Like you have one.
Yeah, my beauty in sports is watching the sport and assessing the team. And right now, the Giants are difficult to assess.
But the standings tell you otherwise.
The standings are the standings.
Hold on. What does that mean? The standings tell you how good or bad you're doing.
Right. They're taking advantage of a nice stretch, which, like, this is the thing.
They're pitching their ass off.
They're taking advantage of a nice stretch of games, and it's like that's what they should be doing if you think they're the team that you want them to be. So take care of business, and we'll give you the credit for that, but just don't ask me to do somersaults and start getting lofty expectations when we're still not halfway through the season. And let's not say Willie Adames is out of his slump
because
he has two good games. No, seriously, that he has two good games in Colorado. And, like, here's the other thing. You look at the last week, and this you could view it as a good thing,
okay.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But you look at who's helped them win these games. It's been the fringe players. It's been Dominic Smith. It's been Casey Schmidt. It's been your cousin.
Johnson. Oh, he almost had a homer last night.
So, you know, they're getting very timely contributions from some of the guys who they just acquired.
And don't you want it that way?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. At some point, You know, the big guys are going to have to, you know, carry a little bit more.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And then we'll see. But
I said anyway, this on
hey,
our,
they're, yeah. Hey, okay, you want me? They're doing great in Colorado, Goo. You're right. They're doing great.
And well, that's your computer. My computer is saying they're doing great on the season. They're pitching their ass off. Their bullpen has been lights out, and they're getting timely hitting. The question is, can they keep this up? And they got a great test this weekend, and there'll be more tests throughout the season. But right now, if the season ended today, you know what they say, Stoney. They'd have playoff
baseball.
They'd
be the third wild card?
But that you qualify.
Are they ahead of the Padres right now?
Let me. I just know they're the third wild card. Okay. Might even be second.
Goo, and this is something the boss says all the time. Now, one of the things I'm not going to reprimand you for is you didn't bring it to the air. You just took it to social media.
Don't snitch.
Goo, politics is a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, but.
When you.
Yeah, but I just said country.
Well.
I just asked what was going on.
Everybody knew it. You knew what you meant. Knew what you meant.
Boy. To answer your question.
Yeah, stay safe out there, everybody.
Stoney, there's a first wild card.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at, yeah.
They've won 7 in a row, so they are making hay. By the way, I used the phrase making hay the other day around someone who's under 40, and they said, what does that mean? Evan, do you know what making hay means?
Making hay?
Yeah.
Like making progress.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Chipping away.
Exactly.
You want to out the person that asked
No.
you? I know who it is.
No.
Is it a older phrase?
Apparently, according to this person under 40.
Spadoni.
Biggie Bob Official on the YouTube chat. Isn't it great? Steiny is completely ignoring the San Diego series, which they should have swept. Oh, please. Should have swept. You almost got swept. Come on. You split.
You are incredible.
It's a fact. They lost the first two games.
12 games over.
That's right.
Jump in the pool and get excited.
I'm excited.
I'm
just not getting any more excited during this series. They've done what they needed to do. I like it. Here's the best part. They're developing an identity. and they're embracing. What are you laughing at?
You.
Because you know, I know.
If a radio host, because I won't call you a fan, ever needed surgery, it's you. If I could just change some stuff, your wiring.
There's no negativity.
Get excited. There he is. Because you're saying this means all the 68
games. I'm over
games,
the Rockies.
Yeah, but
bring
they haven't
on
played 68 games against the Rockies.
That is not negative. That is not negative.
You act like all 68 have been against Colorado.
We have just done 16 hours about, hey, Giants are great. They're great. They're going to win it all. Oh, my God. This, that. And you know what? They're on a great stretch. I'm just done with the Rockies. I want to see I want a better barometer. I don't think we're getting a real
this coming,
well,
you
exactly.
Can enjoy it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting a real assessment of this team right now. But that's fine. That's fine. I'll give them credit, but I'm not going to. Here's the problem. I will give them credit, but I will not overpraise.
That, you
I
never
will not.
Do.
I will not. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And by the way, a couple big leaguers, they came down Giants Fans Road yesterday. We'll tell you what that's all about on the other side, but I got to get some input from fans if they like this at all. That segment was brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.